Today, I want to share why most validation advice is setting you up to fail and give you the framework I use to actually test whether people will pay for your expertise. Everyone tells you, validate with your network first. Ask friends, survey colleagues, test with people who already know you. That's backwards. Your immediate circle is the worst place to validate a business idea. Let me tell you why.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
Here's the problem with validating through your immediate network. They're biased towards supporting you. Your friends want to encourage you. They'll say, great idea, even when they know they have no intention of buying. Second, they're not your target market usually. Just because your coworker thinks your productivity system is cool doesn't mean they'll pay $500 for it. They also tend to give false signals. People would say, yeah, I'll definitely use that, but never actually pull out their debit card. And you get limited perspectives. Your network usually thinks like you, earns like you, or has similar problems to you. Real market validation comes from diverse perspectives. And here's the real talk. I'm a unicorn in my space. A Black woman in enterprise tech sales who's been on her own since 16, coming from not the easiest upbringing in Philadelphia. So when I look around my immediate circle, I don't see other people who've made this journey from surviving to thriving at this level, right? Like most of my family and a lot of my friends are still figuring out basic financial stability. They can't validate whether executives will pay thousands for the systems that got me out. My lived experience of building wealth from nothing, of being the only one who looks like me in boardrooms, of creating systems that work when you don't have generational wealth or safety nets, that's exactly what some people need to hear. But I'd never discover that if I only asked people who already know my story. I didn't build this because I had connections. I built it because I had no choice. No back channel access, just grit, resourcefulness, and a deep understanding of how systems move power. So I designed for people who can't afford to guess. And in enterprise sales, I learned this the hard way early in my career. I'd get so excited about deals because internal stakeholders were enthusiastic. Then I'd watch them die because I hadn't validated with the actual decision makers and budget holders. Real validation happens with strangers who have the problem and the budget to solve it. So here's what changed. You can now reach your actual target market directly at scale with minimal cost. Instead of asking your friends if they'd buy your time management course, you can find productivity-focused communities online and see what people are actually struggling with. You can use AI to analyze thousands of forum posts and identify common pain points. And I want to stop there really quick because that really shows again that revolutionary power of AI. Before, you would have needed to hire a consulting firm or a marketing firm and spend thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to get that result. Now the barrier to entry is so low because you have that expertise in the palm of your hand. You can run small paid ads to test messaging with people who fit your ideal customer profile. And that is so important. Remember that you're talking to your ideal customer, and usually that's not your friends or your family. And create content that reaches strangers so you can see what resonates. Because I promise you, your story resonates with somebody somewhere, and your offering resonates with someone somewhere if it solves a problem. So when I started testing strategy sessions, I didn't ask my sales colleagues if they thought high earners needed lifestyle design help, right? Like, no. A lot of times people don't even realize that there's anything wrong with their lives. We're kind of conditioned to that. Most people invest in their 401k on autopilot and do not expect to retire until they're 65 or older. So I put content about systems thinking and wealth in front of complete strangers, and I watched who engaged. That's real market validation. So here's the framework I use, and I adapted it from enterprise sales discovery processes. Step one, find your people online. Don't start with your network, unless your network is your ideal client, of course, right? So everything needs to be taken with a grain of salt. If that's who you design this for, then sure, go ahead, start with your network. But also remember those things I said earlier about your network usually being biased for you. And then start with online communities where your target market hangs out. So for example, if you help busy professionals with productivity, join communities like Indie Hackers or executive LinkedIn groups or productivity-focused Reddit communities. Spend 1 week just listening. What problems do people post about repeatedly? What solutions have they tried that didn't work? Step two, test content with strangers. Create helpful content around those problems and share it where your target market will see it. So this isn't selling yet. It's testing resonance. Which posts get engagement? Which topics generate comments and questions? Use AI to help you scale this. Generate multiple angles on the same problem and test them across different platforms. Step three, offer free value first. I cannot say this enough. Before you ask anyone to pay, prove you can actually solve their problem. Offer free mini sessions, audits. Do it for like the first five people from your target market, not your personal network. Because I'll just be honest with you here, it's like those phone calls for advice from your friend. Your friend could be the most world-renowned psychologist, right? Like they are on Oprah and all the talk show networks, but you'll just still see them as your friend, and they can be giving you the best advice in the world. You won't take it. And this accomplishes two things. You practice your process with real prospects, and you get testimonials from people who don't know you personally. Step four, test paid offers with real prospects. So now create a simple paid offer and put it in front of people who've engaged with your content or used your free value. Price it properly from the start. So don't undercharge just because you're testing. And this is something I had to learn myself, right? Like if your solution is worth $5,000, charge $5,000. Think about the value that you'll give and what their ROI would be, and do not keep yourself in this hourly framework. And then track real metrics. How many people see the offer? How many inquire? How many actually pay? Step five, now you want to analyze and iterate. Look at your data. Where did paying customers come from? What messaging worked? What objections came up repeatedly? This is real validation because it's based on actual buyer behavior, not just theoretical interest. So let me show you how I'm applying this framework right now. For example, I've been finding communities focused on high earners, lifestyle design, and homesteading. Then I'm sharing content about systems thinking and wealth building. Hello, welcome to the podcast. So I'm tracking which post gets engagement and what topics generate the most interest. Then I'm starting to offer free value through this podcast and social content to strangers who fit my target profile, not just my immediate network. Next, I've put strategy sessions offers out there and I'm testing different messaging to see what resonates with people who actually have the problems I solve. So let me step back for a second and say, yes, I sent this out to my friends and my family to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Do you have any feedback? As I iterated on these processes, and that's completely okay, but do not expect that true engagement you get from the strangers whose problems I'm actively solving. And then I track everything as I go. Data science, master's training here. So where engagement is coming from, what content platforms, what objections come up. So again, I'm in the early stages of this process myself, but I didn't just sell software. I learned how to design systems that scale inside billion-dollar institutions. And now I'm just using those same skills to build freedom-driven models for individuals. The frameworks work. I'm just testing them in a new context. And that's exactly why this framework matters. It gives you real data to build on, not theoretical validation. So now here goes your actions. This is a really actionable episode and I'm loving that. Action one, identify 3 to 5 online communities where your target market hangs out. Join them and spend this week just observing and listening. And again, you can use AI to help you identify that. Action two, create one piece of helpful content addressing a problem you've seen discussed repeatedly. Share it in those communities. And then action three, if anyone engages meaningfully with your content, offer them a free 15-minute consultation to help with their specific situation. Remember, you're not validating with people who already like you. You're validating with strangers who have the problems you solve, and they will tell you the truth. So again, your immediate circle can't validate your business because they're not your business. Real validation comes from reaching your actual target market and testing with people who have the problem and the budget to solve it. The internet and AI give you access to those people at scale. Please use them. And I built this because no one handed me a blueprint. So now I help others do the same, not with hacks, with systems. And if you want help identifying your target market, finding the right communities, building a validation process that reaches real prospects, understanding how to prompt engineer with AI. That's exactly what we do in the Wealth Strategy Sessions. So book at seedinsociety.com/strategy. You've got this, and I'll talk to you soon.